And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Stunner. Absolute stunner here, Michael. I mean,
what?
I can't believe it. I was in Nashville 3 weeks ago, spoke to this prospect.
Yeah.
We didn't even air the interview because there was nothing really remotely encouraging about Florida State's chances. But here we are. Florida State just landed one of the best wide receivers in the country. Tell us, Michael.
It is C.J. Wiley. For those that know the name, his dad's Chuck Wiley. I think he played. I want to say he played. I know he played in the Chargers, and I think he played at Tennessee as well. But got to know Chuck pretty well. Chuck's a really cool guy. But man, is his kid very talented? Extremely talented. Great ball skills. Does a lot of different things in and out of his routes. Certainly had speed to pull away. You know, a top 100 type of player. And you know, the funny part about this guy is I was doing this article about fireworks for FSU. I just finished it today. And the one concern I had on there, and I put it at the end, was wide receivers. Like, what are they going to do at wide receiver? Because they look like they're in a good position with Daylon McCutcheon. But after that, it was scarce. It was like, what are they going to do? And here they pull the massive domino out, land C.J. Wiley. And even when we were there as on for the visit and the wrap-up, there was much more charisma for C.J. than what we dealt with the first time. But you never felt like, hey, this kid was giving off the body language. So, C.J., if you're watching, man, you are a great poker player, if you knew this all along, because he really, I think, fooled a lot of people. I know the people that were at the announcement, a massive number of, you know, Georgia media that were there, I think everyone was expecting Georgia. Certainly a massive get for FSU and a big one for a position that I was starting to get concerned about, because of, you know, just the amount of targets. But now, man, you got a receiver in there with Wiley. I think they're in good position with Daylon McCutcheon. It really just loosens up the rest of your, I guess, your board, where you can really, you can go after the big targets. And I don't know, should we still keep talking about Khalid Lockett? I mean, the five-star Texas. I mean, I don't know now. I mean, after this thing with C.J. Wiley, but yeah, just a great pickup, Aslan. There's no other way to word. I'm still trying to decipher this news of FSU pulling this off.
It's remarkable. I mean, you know, in this day and age, we know what makes things move and change out there, but still this is extremely surprising just because, I mean, he's from the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia was after him. LSU was after him. Yet he goes ahead and pulls a trigger for the Noles. Do you think this staff is I'm trying to see how I can properly phrase this without, you know, being like uncouth or whatever, but listen, there's all sorts of big name prospects that have committed to programs over the last 72 hours after going on official visits. Do you think this staff was really in the need of having a guy of this caliber make a decision like this, Michael, to not so much maybe create momentum, but just to let people know that, man, this program has no plans of going away anytime soon, because they needed some good news, man.
Yeah, I mean, they needed some, and I said they needed, I think I did some with Tom last week, that, hey, they need a commit to come out of this weekend to be public, because like that resonates, right? Like the talking, all the stuff I tell you guys is good, but man, you need something that people can see and feel. Yesterday was good with Kevin Wynn. Certainly that's a big pickup for the most coveted position, but this is different, where this is a national, just a shocker, and to get somebody that a position that it felt like it was starting to kind of, I was starting to get concerned about the receiver position, but to get somebody like this, I think it's shockwaves around the country. As long, I think it's FSU coming out and saying, yeah, you host us last year, get to the playoff, we ain't going away. I mean, that's, I think that's a message, what they did. And I think obviously he did a phenomenal job on his official visit. I kind of sensed that with his body language, a lot different than what I dealt with before, even probably what you've dealt with in Nashville, where he's very subdued, calm. He doesn't say a lot of stuff, where this time it was a little more, there was a little more energy. It was a lot more laughing. It's the first time I actually seen CJ laugh, you know, any. And so there was certainly some buzz. And I think, you know, from what I hear in my short time of checking on this, I think their job with Keon Coleman, I think really affected, you know, this movement, this surge, because of the way they could develop him. He's similar to Keon. He's tall, runs good routes. He's physical. He gets up the field pretty well. Obviously, we won't know the total speed he has until, you know, he goes against, you know, college type guys, but overall the speed looks pretty good. So I think based on what I was told, there was a really good pitch as far as how he could be used in this offense. And as Mike Norvell always says, it's an offense built for playmakers. Or it's where stars come to shine. I got probably screwing it up 100 no, different ways. No,
both. He's got plenty. He's got lots of slogans.
Okay. So either way, I think they sold that pretty strongly this weekend. But I also think, and I sensed this with CJ, I still didn't think it was going to be enough, but I sensed that the way he was with the players this weekend. I always say the FSU players are their best recruiters, and that's nothing to take away from. FSU's got some really good recruiters on their staff, but these players do a phenomenal job of giving what's real. Not what's, hey, it's exciting, but real, like bad stuff, good stuff. Real stuff, like this is what you're going to face. This is what you're going to go through. This is what we do. This is how close the classes are. This is how close the stadium is. This is what we do with our workout. Just everything. And there's a comfort with these players that they establish so quickly with a lot of these recruits that's really resonate.
Michael, he plays at a great program in Milton. We know that's right out, you know, it's obviously in the state of Georgia. I don't know if Kirby's going to take this one lying down, but I know there's the cynicism of wake me up in December, but I mean, yeah. Again, we talk about this every time we hang out. We do like a recap for the Wake Up War Chant podcast. Business is done differently in multiple different ways when we say that. But the timeline of things, a commitment in the month of June and July should be taken beyond almost face value. Right, Michael? I mean, this isn't like a January 26, you know, it's not a 26 prospect making a commitment like coming out of a bowl visit or something like that. Right.
Right. And it's one that he's fit. I mean, I will say this about CJ, you know, even though I thought it would be Georgia, he has visited FSU several times. You know, he has been to FSU like three or four times. So this isn't one where you just got there and you got hot and things were fun and exciting. And hey, I just committed off the emotion. It was one where it was very well thought. FSU spent a lot of time on this. There were several times where he had multiple day visits to FSU. So, and the detailed product matters. You know, it's like, it's one thing you get one and you just have a good year, but FSU's coming off a 13-0 season. You know, FSU's coming off a previous 10 win season. So the product is there. So it's not like you're trying to establish consistency with the product. I mean, I think he sees that. And I think his fit inside that room was just better than any other place. And that's the takeaway I got, you know, just on the reasons of picking FSU. And then two, just, you know, what they do with big receivers. They've done a good job as of late of big receivers, whether it's Johnny, whether it's Keon, whether it's just anybody, even their tight ends. They've done a great job. You know, just they found ways to get these playmakers the ball, and that's certainly an attraction, I think, to CJ. But also I think an attraction is just the comfort he has when he's on that campus. It's obviously different. And CJ, you shocked everybody, man. You if you're looking for shock value, dude, you got it.
Last thing for me, and I also feel like, you know, if he's got a dad that's played high level football, I also feel like that commitment probably means more as well. I feel like those parents don't necessarily want, you know, to go through the games. They know what it was like. They know what it means to establish a good relationship with the coaching staff and kind of be a man of your word. That's just one man's opinion on this, but
yeah,
lots of good sort of signs with Wiley, but again, just incredible. If you're listening to us, maybe an audio only version, he is just a shade under 6'4", 210 pounds out of Milton, Georgia. He is the number 116th overall prospect in this cycle, 13th wide receiver, 14th best prospect in the state of Georgia, consensus 4-star. That's the kind of, those are the kind of dogs you want to hunt with, right, Michael?
Yeah, it is. Man, look at that. I just can't stop staring at that RPM.
Look
at that.
Look 82, at that Georgia.
Right, Kirby. I mean, it's just crazy. And it's just like, it's kind of what I told him, because Matt told me yesterday, Matt's like, hey, I'm going to do a story, but I'm not going to do a board post. I'm like, never say never, man. Like, never feel that something can't happen. Obviously, he did the story, got it ready. And certainly it was important because, you know, him popping. But I think just overall, this feels like a wave coming. This feels like there's several guys that we know that, or we feel like that are coming to FSU, whether it's later this week or, you know, in the month of July. I think this is, it feels like a start of it.
All right. Is it, I know Tavion Wallace is supposed to pop on July 2nd. Is there anybody between now and then that's going to be making a commitment that Florida State's in the mix for, Michael?
Yeah. 4-star DB Gregory Thomas. He decides on Sunday. So that's another one. You have on July 4th, you have Peyton Joseph. He's going to try to throw even more fireworks. So there's a lot of guys. There's several guys. So I think this is the one where it's probably the biggest shocker. I think everyone else we felt pretty good about. You know, that we've covered, that we did raps with and videos that we did. But this was one where occasionally the recruit shocks us. And I know he shocks Aslan because Aslan interviewed this kid, you know, and so he knows what I'm talking about. But we interviewed this kid as well. And there was never a sense where you felt like, hey, it's certainly going to be FSU or even that it could be. You felt like Georgia's been the team that you've heard the most buzz with, but it's like I said in recruiting, man, you never say never when it comes to this stuff, because I've seen stuff that just shifts kids a view of just a program, and especially the one that does things the way Mike does it, where it's so straightforward and, hey, here's the bad, man. If you like it, okay, welcome aboard. If you want to put in the blue collar and all that stuff, work, but you know, there's some kids that resonates with, and certainly a guy like CJ did, and they're on a roll, man. I mean, I'm not going to say they're on fire quite yet, but it's closing in on that point.
You got to do three in a row in NBA Jam to be on fire. you got to hit three in a row. So one more, and then we can start using that. Michael, you want to hang out Thursday night, 7 o'clock, take questions from all these people on YouTube?
Boom, let's do it. Guy, I'm fired up now. I'm ready to do it. I wish we could do a recruiting chat right now, but no, Thursday is great. We'll cover everything. Certainly, they'll have some, you know, big decisions that are coming up. You know, that week I'll cover, you know, all of them. And I'll have an article, by the way, guys. My title of my article was, Could Fireworks Be Coming for FSU? Basically in that sense. And apparently CJ said, screw that, man. I'm going to beat you to your article, and I'm going to give you some fireworks. So, but stay tuned, guys. Thursday, me and Aslan. Can't get it better than that. There's nobody better than that.
7 p.m. Eastern time. We'll do a recruiting chat. Also, Georgia fans, don't take anything in here out of context and make a video in January making fun of me for making fun of Kirby. I respect for Kirby. we're done. He's Michael. I'm Aslan. Thanks for watching. Hit the thumbs up on the way out. We certainly would appreciate it. Stay subscribed and connected to warchant.com, the ultimate Semmel sports source. Michael and Matt got you covered over on the PRB.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Requires Gemini device and additional paid subscriptions to watch Netflix and other third-party apps. Terms and restrictions apply.